tell me your experience of how you became a student here at Capital Community College and you ended up taking the weatherization class through the NRC grant.
Well, becoming a student at Capital Community College, taking the weatherization class, I had to go through a league called, or a program called Urban League of Greater Hartford, which is located right downtown, or not downtown, right next to Francis Hospital. So from there, I was able to get this class, and then in the class, I was able to do things like the blower door, which is something that I set up every single day on the job. So I'm glad I got one of those things down in my belt. The teacher, he was telling us stuff about like looking for where air would come through. And he showed us some of the stuff like on the walls, how it would be coming in through like the switches and everything. So knowing that, I was able to put that into what I do at work. And now it's like easier to find all the leaks and everything.
Okay, Mr. Justin Rodriguez. So, how did you get into this job opportunity?
Well, I got a text message from Mr. Randall, you of course, and he told me to come in and to be prepared for an interview. So I went ahead and I made sure I had my resume stuff ready, let them know that I had carpentry under my belt. And then when they came in, it was kind of like, you're either confident or you're not. And I was confident with myself, so that's how I ended up getting that.
And how long did it take you to get that job after that formal interview they had that evening?
After the first interview, I think it took about a week before I got another phone call, and then I started on October 3rd. So I've already passed my 3 months, and I'm excited about that too.
Wow. So what is it that you enjoy most about your job, and how has your life improved and or changed?
What I like most about my job is that everything, all right, so a day could be one day, the next day you won't see what you saw yesterday. So every day is something new. And that's kind of what I like. And on top of that, you meet different people. So there's different challenges that you're going to have to go through. And I think with this job, it's helping me overcome some of those challenges with people who I'm going to just have to deal with. Because I'm going to be working on their house. And it's mm-hmm. either they like my service or yep. they don't.
Right. And in terms of your life, in terms of your financial success, what changes have been made? Or what are you doing now with the money that you're earning?
Well, I'm saving up. I'm going to pretty much move out this year. I don't want to be having my mom on my back all the time, like, oh, when you about to do this? When you about to do that? Mm-hmm. So just saving up all that money is kind of a good thing, too. I help my mom out, so there's that. She don't really bother me all that much.
Very good. And so what is the next steps for you in this position? Are you looking to get more experience, more education? Well, what's the next steps?
They're trying to make me take DOE, and that's in like 3 months. And what that is, it's Department of Energy score. So whatever work I do on the house, afterwards I score the house, and that's what you need in order to sell your house now.
Nice. And when you're out in the field, what is it that you, what are you excited about? Are you excited about helping the customers, meeting new people? What is it that drives you daily?
Well, when I first started, it was, you got to make the planet a better place, and doing it one house at a time is kind of a good thing. But after working with my boy Dave, mm-hmm. we got to just keep that money train going and have everybody else hop on the money train. That's all it is.
I get it. Hey, nothing wrong with that. So, well, hopefully you'll continue on with your success. Anything else you'd like to add or